This is Lindsay Bloom, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, thanking you for listening to the special encore edition of our annual holiday show on TV Confidential. Later on in the hour, we will bring you part two of a conversation that began last week with Stephanie Powers. Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, on behalf of Tony, Donna, Phil, and Greg, our very best wishes to you and yours for the holidays and beyond.
Hi, this is Lucy Arnaz. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Tonight, a special Project 20 program presented by the Union Central Life Insurance Company. Now speaking for Union Central, its president, Mr. John A. Lloyd.
Ed Robertson, along with Phil Grice, as we continue our look at vintage holiday TV specials and vintage holiday TV episodes from the 1960s as part of our Christmas week edition of The Sounds of Lost Television. In our first hour, we heard from Florence Henderson, Judy Garland, Danny Thomas, Jim Nabors, Glenn Campbell, and Andy Griffith. Coming up later on this segment, we'll hear from Walter Cronkite and Charles Kuralt. All of these clips are rarely heard, if heard at all, since their original network TV broadcast. You can enjoy these clips in their entirety. If you want to learn more about them, you can contact Phil directly, atvaudio.com. In our previous segment, we heard clips from some of the different variety shows, holiday episodes of variety shows, from the 1960s, including a clip from the Bob Hope 10th Annual TV Christmas Special, Entertaining Our Troops, a special that aired January 24th, 1962. And the reason why it aired in January, folks, is because it was highlights of the show that he performed the previous month, December 1961.
You know, what began during World War II, and that's when Bob Hope began these special tours and entertained the troops. And after World War II ended, it was thought, well, that was it, but it was resurrected. And soon TV specials were done yearly. They were the Christmas Bob Hope shows. And yes, they were filmed. It took about 3 weeks to edit. And usually you were watching a Christmas special, you know, January 15th. But we all look forward to it because they were so entertaining. And always there was some ravishing beauty to entertain the troops, Connie Stevens and Ann Margaret and Raquel Welch, and in that particular clip that we just heard, Jane Mansfield, and they were always very light, and it did boost tremendously the spirit of loads of troops, and there's a documentary currently about Bob Hope, and there's a very huge segment about his Christmas shows. I believe that's going to be released in January, a 90-minute American Masters. I must say that for all of us, we remember Bob Hope also in Vietnam. He did not begin his Vietnam Christmas shows until 1964, and that went through the rest of the decade. And he was criticized towards the end of that decade and into the 70s because we had all of this debate in terms of the validity of the war, and Hope just continued to do them. He felt he had to give back something to the troops, and that was his major cause, giving the troops an opportunity to kind of forget the war for a number of moments, and he was very successful at doing that.
Phil Grice is with us as we continue our look at rarely heard network TV holiday programs that originally aired in the 1960s as part of a Christmas edition of The Sounds of Lost Television. We're going to shift gears a little bit with this next clip. We're going to play a clip from a show that we featured a few years ago as part of The Sounds of Lost Television, Phil. This is a clip from the documentary series Project 20, narrated by Alexander Skirby.
Project 20 is a very remembered series of documentaries done by NBC. They did 33 programs over a period of two decades, beginning in 1954, ending in 1970. We did do a show together a number of years ago, highlighting Project 20. This was one of them, and it was one of two that they did reflecting on Jesus Christ. This is called The Coming of Christ, and as always, Alexander Skirby, or Scorby, I never knew how to pronounce his name, narrates this story of the Christ child, and he was fantastic. I mean, when you listen to Scorby doing the narration and Robert Russell Bennett, who was always responsible for the musical score, it does put chills into me. And I'm Jewish.
Thus he spoke and thus he taught in the little land of Israel 2,000 years ago, and his words changed the hearts of men around the world. Of him it was written, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." His law was love. To his disciples, for all mankind, he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another."
Alexander Scourby narrating the story of the Christ Child as part of the December 22, 1963 edition of the NBC documentary series Project 20, the episode called The Coming of Christ. That clip is available in its entirety through Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com.
Fantastic show.
This next clip is from a CBS News report featuring Charles Kuralt. And Kuralt is reporting from the field to Vietnam about a holiday celebration. But, and as Kuralt will say himself, there are reminders, very, very overt reminders, that there is a war going on despite the holiday celebrations. We'll play that clip right now.
Courageous GIs prove there are exceptions to a line of James Russell Lowell, who wrote, "The gift without the giver is bare." The exception was a 1st Infantry Division Christmas party about 40 miles northwest of Saigon. Charles Kuralt reports.
You have to understand that this was really Sergeant Mack's Christmas party, even though he had to miss it. Sergeant Mack thought the poor kids of Ben Cat ought to have at least one thing, a party at Christmas. Not just a little party, a big party, with maybe a fat pig for dinner, and ice cream and apples and toys. While on his way to buy the pig, Sergeant Mack, who was Arthur McMillan of West Hamlin, West Virginia, was killed by a Viet Cong grenade. C Company decided to have the party anyway. And so it was that Captain Robert Kipe of the advisory team in Ben Cat arrived at the party wearing a red uniform of a type never before seen anywhere in Binh Duong province, which has seen a lot of uniforms.
Where do you live?
Ali in Ben
Cat. How old are you, Lai? May Toy?
I am 14.
14, okay. Come on, Lai. Come coach you.
This was the first time anybody ever gave some of these children a toy. And it's hard to say who enjoyed the party most, the kids or the GIs of C Company, or Captain Cosmo Barone, who carried on in Sergeant Mack's absence.
Mack was a big thinker. So he is going to have Santa Claus arrive in a sleigh being pulled by 8 water buffalo. And he wanted to have a pig, a 140-pound pig. He found one down in Ben Cat someplace. So he had all these fantastic plans. A lot of them we were able to do. A lot of them we were not able to do. You don't replace a guy like this. And then, of course, on the 1st of December, he went down to Ben Cat to get the pig, and he never got back alive. So, of course, we went on and had the party anyway. And we made it as big as we possibly could with, because that's the way he would have wanted.
You can even say that I left you.
Captain Barone decreed that this party would have entertainment. So Sergeant Howard Williams entertained with a song learned in Atlanta, Georgia.
How could a warm love like ours grow cold so fast?
The kids had a surprise, too. They learned, just for the occasion, Silent Night in English. It was a hymn punctuated by a sound you must listen for just after the first two words. That was the sound of a mortar round on the way to the Viet Cong, from the place where nights are never silent. But it did not interrupt the song.
Charles Carrault reporting from Vietnam as part of the December 24, 1965 edition of the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite, audio courtesy Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com. And again, Phil, it's hard not to be moved listening to that clip.
You have these Vietnamese children, and they're singing in English, Silent Night, very poignant. A little trivia, Silent Night is the most recorded Christmas song in history. And there have been over 733 different versions copyrighted since 1978. I looked that up. It's a great clip, a great piece. And we tend to forget that a lot of Vietnamese children were made homeless. So many, many people were maimed for life. Very tough time. And this is really prior to a lot of the protesting going on. Again, it's 1965.
It's 1965, and yet just, I mean, I can't help but think that even when our troops tried to bring a little Christmas to the local villagers or just amongst themselves, war does not stop. War stops for no one, not even for the Christmas holidays.
Absolutely true.
We mentioned Bob Hope is ubiquitous as far as Christmas on television during the Golden Age of television. So, of course, was Bing Crosby. We will close out our segment with Phil tonight with a clip from the December 24th, 1962, Bing Crosby Christmas special, in which Bing Crosby and his guest that night, Mary Martin, sing Bing's signature song, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
I'm dreaming of a white
day be merry and bright,
and may all your Christmases be
Bing Crosby and Mary Martin from the December 24th, 1962 Bing Crosby Christmas show, originally broadcast on ABC, apparently the first TV special broadcast in color on ABC, audio courtesy Phil Grice, ATVAudio.com.
And it might be worth mentioning that White Christmas is the best-selling song of all time, regardless of holiday or not. Also, something very, very amusing to me, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Winter Wonderland, The Christmas Song, and I'll Be Home for Christmas, plus the melody for All Holy Night, were all written or co-written by Jews.
Yes, Peter Marshall said last week on our program, we would have virtually no Christmas songs.
And that's why I'm in research right now to find out how many Christians wrote songs about Passover.
Well, that's a subject for another conversation. We have less than a minute left, Phil. We mentioned earlier this has been a very joyful year for you, a year of gratitude for you, a year of accomplishment, both health-wise and professionally. You have a project in the works that you're about to share with the public. 2018. Tell us a little bit about it.
And I would like to share it, yes, with you on TV Confidential in the coming new year. I was a school teacher for 3 years prior to my career as a documentary cinematographer. From 1967 through 1970, I worked in Harlem, New York. In my third year, we moved into this brand-new complex, beautiful, huge building for the 69-70 school year. And I got an opportunity and got permission from the principal to roam around with my camera, and I filmed a documentary called Harlem School 1970. That film, except for a couple of showings in 1970, one was to Haskell Wexler at his home, I might add, it was put into a closet and never shown again. I decided this year to restore it. I digitized it. It's been re-edited. It's been goosed with regard to better sound quality, and I'm about to enter it into a number of film festivals, and I would love to talk about the behind the scenes of making of this particular film. It's one of a kind. There was no other documentary attempt to go into an inner city school, much less an elementary school, and film a day in the life of a elementary school. That's what this is all about. I think educators and filmmakers will be very much impressed when they see a slice of life almost 50 years ago in Harlem.
In Harlem, Harlem School 1970 is one of a kind. Phil Grice is one of a kind. Phil, we'll definitely talk about Harlem School 1970 in 2018. But in the meantime, Phil Grice, founder and owner, Archival Television Audio, the largest vintage TV soundtrack archive in the world, featuring more than 15,000 hours of audio from more than 15,000 original television programs from the golden age of television, ATVAudio.com. Phil, my very best wishes to you, Jane, and all of your family for the holidays and beyond.
Wishing you and loved ones a very healthy and very fulfilling Christmas moment, and certainly for many, many decades to come. And I look forward to our next chats. And I wish our whole audience a very, very, very happy and healthy New Year and a very, very special Christmas in their lives.
We'll play part two of our conversation with Stephanie Powers when we come back on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-239-0201. 800-239-0201. That's 800-239-0201.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt
future litigation, while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to tectoniclaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. Tectoniclaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. That's 800-365-4216.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential Radio, talks about television, part two of a conversation began last week with Stephanie Powers. Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart. Stephanie Powers, also the founder and president of the William Holden Wildlife Foundation, a nonprofit organization that Stephanie established in 1982 that continues and furthers the conservation work of William Holden in East Africa. The United Nations honored Stephanie Powers earlier this year as an agent of change in recognition for her work with the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. She is also featured in Vision for the Future. Vision for the Future, capturing inspiring stories from leaders and changemakers, a new anthology ebook that profiles 25 visionaries who not only are making a significant impact in their respective fields, but are dedicated to making the world a better place through hope, action, and lasting change. Vision for the Future is available as an ebook for free at visionforthefuture.ai. For more on the William Holden Wildlife Foundation, go to whwf.org. Calendar year 2024 and the 2024-2025 television season marks the 45th anniversary of the premiere of Heart to Heart on television. Stephanie will share a few memories of Heart to Heart later on in our conversation. In the meantime, Stephanie Powers is also on the local and national boards of SAG-AFTRA. Plus, she is the chair of the Seasoned Performers Committee for both the Los Angeles Local and the National Board Committee of the Seniors. As such, she has dealt with recent lawsuits over ageism and recent insurance issues for SAG members. I hate the term seasoned performers aside, because I season meat, I season food, I don't season actors or performers, but
we really are seasoned. Those of us who've had long careers have seasoned and honed our skills and know how to cope with whatever we're going to be dealt with. We've had the highs and lows enough to know what it is to have a long career. And the issue of aging and the issue of ageism should be looked at from all ages, because here we are in a world where we hope to wake up the following day. If we're lucky enough to wake up the following day, we will be a day older.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cross any age line, any racial issue, any sexual issue. It is for everybody. So in representing seasoned performers, or because I think that's a much more elegant way of calling people who are of a certain age that they might be considered senior citizens, it doesn't mean, that's such a terrible connotation because we've made it a terrible connotation. We are still productive. I still ride horses. I still play a little polo. I still fly airplanes. I still do a lot of things at my age. And it doesn't mean that it's a kiss of death and you better run away into the corner and dry up and blow away. Everybody, every day, ages. And if we don't consider how our futures are going to be, that aging process is going to wind up not as successful as it might have been for previous generations who looked at it as not just an inevitability, a hope. If you're lucky enough to survive long enough to be retired, then you're a lucky person because your health and your opportunities have carried you to that point. So let's look at it from a much more positive and constructive way and have it as an issue that should be considered in every decision we make, not just the decisions of the union, but act for all the union members and act for all people who look forward to having a future.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with regard to the environment. I mean, it's easy to say if you're say under 40, you know, that the issues of ageism doesn't affect me now because I'm still active and I'm not as seasoned in that respect. But if you look at it that way and you don't pay attention to the issue now, by the time you are of a certain age, it may be too late.
Precisely. I mean, those are the facts of life. And we've heard, everybody must have heard, unless you're deaf, dumb, and blind, that Social Security has been stolen from by every administration since it was created.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the resources are in the Social Security funds, they may not be there for the next generation, and they may not be there for all of those people under 40 who think they're immune and that they will be immune to any of the things that I'm discussing. Do they want to have a life? Do they want to still enjoy themselves? Do they want to own a house? All of that is planning for a future which you cannot rely on being there. You have to work at making sure it's going to be there and acknowledge the fact that every day we get older.
Stephanie Powers is on the line with us. Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart and the founder and president of the William Holden Wildlife Foundation, WHWF.org, the nonprofit organization that Stephanie established in 1982 that continues and furthers the conservation work of William Holden in East Africa. The United Nations honored Stephanie Powers earlier this year as an agent of change in recognition for her work with the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. She is one of the 25 leaders and changemakers who are profiled in the new ebook Vision for the Future, which you can download for free at visionforthefuture.ai. You can follow Stephanie Powers on Facebook and on Instagram. Now, this is the part of the conversation, Stephanie, where I ask you about someone that you worked with a while ago, and I hope to God you remember something. Okay.
Who's that?
All right. A couple of years before you did Heart to Heart, you did a show with Harold Gould called Feather and Father.
Oh, yes. How nice of you to remember that. I loved Harold. He was such a wonderful man, a great gentleman, and such a talented actor. He had a wonderful career in New York in theater, and then he graced many screens and played many wonderful character roles. And I had the great blessing of working opposite him in this funny TV show called The Feather and Father Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a story of a woman who was a young woman who was a lawyer who was fighting for her clients and also having to deal with social discrimination as being a female lawyer. And so her father decided that he was going to help her create his investigative team for all of her cases. Well, it just happens that her father was an ex-con man. And so he elicits the help of all of his pals, who are all ex-con men, who've served time and who've sort of slightly rehabilitated, but under this new guise and under this new category where they're helping her out, they wind up forming a gang where they can practice their skills, but in a totally legitimate way.
Yes, it was like The Sting, except you and Harold were like Paul Newman and Robert Redford.
Oh, wait, so we were the leads, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, Hal was in the movie, in the States.
That's right, he was. He was he was one of the people that Newman and Robert Redford used to help bring Robert Shaw down, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah.
I had a chance to watch a few of the Feather and Fathers not too long ago, and it was a fun show. You and Harold Gould, you worked very well off each other. It looked like you both had fun, it looked like you especially had fun, because sometimes you were the straight person in the con, but just as often, you know, you were participating. So it was.
Well,
I was
pretty much his straight man. I was. More than anything else, he got all the fun things to do. But he was it was perfect for him, and I was happy to be his straight man.
Now, last time you were on, we talked about how the early 70s were kind of a blur for you because you were working constantly for one reason or another. And so it's hard for you to remember certain guest roles that you did, but you did work with, you worked with David Janssen once in San Diego. You did an episode of Harry O with him. And you did a Rockford 12 with Jim Garner, including, you know, writing in the Firebird with him. Do you have any memories of working with James Garner and David Janssen?
Oh, yes, because they were friends. And I worked again with David in a movie called Warning Shot.
That's right.
And we were friends. I knew his wife and Jim Garner, his wife Lois, wanted to come to Africa, so we were planning her safari in Africa, and they lived next door to Steve McQueen and Neil McQueen, and Neil is still one of my dearest friends. So it was I was really, really fortunate to have conducted or to have had a career and worked with so many wonderful people who no longer exist, which is sad for me, but boy, was I lucky to work with them.
And for us, fans of Stephanie Power and fans of James Garner and all the other great people that you worked with, many of these things are available one way or another for us to enjoy today. So that way we keep them alive. This is sort of related to sort of your cosmopolitan upbringing, but I understand that at one point, while you were doing Heart to Heart with RJ, you met Pope John Paul II.
Wasn't while we were shooting. It was when we decided to meet. We had all been on hiatus. Hiatus means the show was had completed its 26 episodes in 1 year.
Yeah, it's like your summer vacation.
And we would have some time off so that the writers could recharge themselves and start to write all the outlines for the new season, and then we would all go off and do other things. In this particular case, I was going off to do a movie for television that I had co-written and was co-producing and acting in, and we were going to film our last day on location in Chicago, and then I was going to join Robert Wagner and Lionel Stander and their children in Rome, because they were touring, they were spending this period of time in Europe, and both Robert Wagner and Lionel Stander had lived in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
They always loved to bring their family to Rome. And we were going to meet there because Heart to Heart was going to begin shooting the new season in Greece. So we had two episodes that we were going to shoot in Greece, so we decided we'll meet there. And as long as we were going to meet there, RJ, who we call Robert Wagner, we call RJ, Robert Jr., RJ suggested that maybe we try to have an audience with the Pope. The Pope was the Polish Pope, our Polish Pope, and I am of Polish heritage. The name on my birth certificate is Stefania Zofia Federkiewicz. So, and Polish was my first language. So I stay in touch a bit with the Polish community and all of this. And so RJ said, well, he knew the U.S. ambassador to the Vatican. And then I said, okay, you work through him, and I will work through the Polish mafia. I called my my Polish mafia friends, and they got me to some lovely Polish patriots who organized for me to be able to meet Father Sokołowski, who ran the Polish home in Rome. And this was a hostel for traveling Poles who were, you know, this was in a period of time when they weren't really free, that free to travel outside of Poland, and resources were very slim. So they could go and stay at this hostel and have their pilgrimage, and that was what the hostel was for. Father Sokołowski had been in a seminary with the Pope when he was a seminarian. So they were very good friends. And, you know, the Pope had been an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that,
mm-hmm.
our Polish Pope.
Yes.
Had been an actor. And he took a great interest in actors of Polish heritage. So he had watched Heart to Heart, which in Italian was very successful, and in Italian it was called Cuori Batti Cuori. You know? And, so I was finishing filming in Chicago, went to New York, joined up with Tom Mankiewicz, who was our director, and we flew to Rome together. But there were some delays in the flight. So when we landed, we were already late for the audience that had been organized in the Vatican Square, because in the summertime, which this was, the Pope lives at Castello Gondolfo, which is his summer residence, and comes in to Rome once a week to do a public audience, and then there's a private section where he gets out of the Pope mobile and walks and takes pictures and sees people and meets people. Well, we missed that. So we joined everybody at the Excelsior Hotel where we were all staying, and they already had their photographs and all kinds of, oh my goodness. So I immediately called Father Sokołowski. I told him what had happened, that the plane had been delayed, et cetera. And unfortunately, we were only staying for 2 days in Rome before we were all leaving for Greece.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, leave it with me, and I will get back to you. Which he did.
And we'll pick up that thread on the other side of the break. Stephanie Powers is on the line with us. Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart. We'll take a quick time out. We'll talk sports, Stephanie, when we come back on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life. But it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. Their community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-239-0201. 800-239-0201. That's 800-239-0201.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California
and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and libraries. Go to TectonicLaw.com to learn more about how Tectonic Law can help your business thrive. TectonicLaw.com. Rock solid representation for groundbreaking industries.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. 800-365-4216. That's 800-365-4216.
Stephanie Powers is on the line with us. Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart and the founder and president of the William Holden Wildlife Foundation, WHWF.org, the nonprofit organization that Stephanie established in 1982 that continues and furthers the conservation work of William Holden in East Africa. The United Nations honored Stephanie Powers earlier this year as an agent of change in recognition for her work with the William Holden Wildlife Foundation. She is one of the 25 leaders and changemakers who are profiled in the new ebook, Vision for the Future, which you can download for free at visionforthefuture.ai. You can follow Stephanie Powers on Facebook and on Instagram. Before we went to break, Stephanie was telling us the story about the time when she and Robert Wagner met Pope John Paul II in Italy in the summer of 1983, just before embarking to Greece to film the season premiere that year of Heart to Heart, as we pick up the conversation.
So I was finishing filming in Chicago, went to New York, joined up with Tom Mankiewicz, who was our director, and we flew to Rome together. But there were some delays in the flight. So when we landed, we were already late for the audience that had been organized in the Vatican Square, because in the summertime, which this was, the Pope lives at Castello Gandolfo, which is his summer residence, and comes in to Rome once a week to do a public audience, and then there's a private section where he gets out of the Pope Mobile and walks and takes pictures and sees people and meets people. Well, we missed that. So we joined everybody at the Excelsior Hotel where we were all staying, and they already had their photographs and all kinds of, you know, oh my goodness. So I immediately called Father Sokolowski. I told him what had happened, that the plane had been delayed, et cetera. Unfortunately, we were only staying for 2 days in Rome before we were all leaving for Greece. Mm-hmm. So he said, leave it with me, and I will get back to you, which he did. He got back to me, and he said, you have to go to confession. And I said, why? What? What did I do? And he said, no, you have to go to confession, because on the morning of tomorrow, you're going to have Mass from the Pope.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, this was the summertime. There were most of the churches were closed. He said a lot of the international churches were on, you know, skeleton staff. And he said, "Do you want to confess in?" Because we were speaking partially Polish and partially English and partially Italian. He said, "Do you want to confess in Polish, Italian, or in English?" And I said, well, this is the big time, so I better get it all out and confess in English. So there was an American Catholic church with a Father York, and we made an appointment, and I went to confess, to have my have him hear my confession. And we stayed in his office because it was the only air-conditioned part of the church, and it was too hot. It was very, very hot. It's the summer. And so I said, you know, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned since my last confession, which was, 20 years ago. And all of a sudden, we went into a huge discussion. I was there for 2 hours. And finally, he gave me my act of contrition and my penance. And the following morning, we showed up. Tom Mankiewicz and I showed up at a certain place in Castello Gandolfo at 7 o'clock in the morning because after Mass, we were going straight to the airport to catch the plane to Greece. So we joined a group of about 20, 25 Polish pilgrims, and we were escorted in through a small door gate in the wall of Castello Gandolfo by the Swiss guards. And we wound our way up to a beautiful terrace that was overlooking a garden. And at the end of this veranda, which was all beautifully painted with frescoes, there was a simple table with a white cloth and a cross, a crucifix. And the minute we were all assembled on that terrace, the pilgrims from Poland started to sing. And they started to sing in Polish. And all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, the Mass is going to be in Polish. So, I tell you, I don't know where it came from, but somehow, so Father Sokolowski pushed us up to the front of this group of people. And when the Pope came out, it was an extraordinary feeling to see this amazing man of faith. And so I was right up there, and every once in a while he looked up at me, and it just so happened that at the time he looked up, I remembered the words to the Lord's Prayer, or I remembered the words to something else. Oh my gosh, out it came from the medulla oblongata, or someplace in my brain. We met. I spoke to him in my terrible broke Polish. He spoke to me in English. I don't know what he said, but I've got the photographs to prove that he must have said a lot of things because we talked for quite a while. And then we rushed away to get to the airport. So that was my extraordinary blessing to have met a man who is now a saint.
And it is an extraordinary pleasure to spend a few minutes talking to Stephanie Powers. It is the holiday season. We're embarking on the holidays as we have this conversation, which means January is not far away. Are you a resolutions person?
How do you mean?
Well, are you one?
New Year's resolution?
Are you a New Year's resolution person? Are you someone who resolves to make the best of what you do every day, regardless of whether it's January or June?
I think the latter, yes. I think we have to make the best of every moment we have.
For more information on the William Holden Wildlife Foundation, whwf.org. You can also follow the William Holden Wildlife Foundation on Facebook, Instagram, on YouTube. You can follow Stephanie Powers on Facebook and on Instagram. Stephanie Powers, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. It was great fun. Thank you.
And happy holidays to you.
And happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays and the best for the new year.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will air next week on this station at the usual time. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Tony Figueroa and Donna Allen are back as we close out this week's program with a special holiday edition of This Week in TV History. Tony?
Let's segue over to December 24th, 1948. And that was the debut of the Perry Como show.
For me, I always associate him with Christmas. I know he had a variety show, and I know he was a recording artist, and I know he was really big. I associate him with Christmas.
Oh, no, he would do Christmas shows in different locales of the world.
Right.
Yeah, which I always thought was really cool. And all due respect to Andy Williams and Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and all of their the Christmas specials that they did, I thought it was really cool to see how Christmas was celebrated, you know, in other parts of the world. I thought that was just made it so special.
But this was a weekly series you're talking about that premiered on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, premiered on Christmas Eve.
That's
it launched
day.
A long running.
And I don't, is this a different time? I can't imagine, you know, a lot of families, Christmas Eve, the TV, that might be one night of the year. It's actually not on.
Yeah.
I mean, even today.
Yeah, exactly.
Even today.
I was very surprised last year that Parenthood had a Christmas episode and a New Year's episode on NBC. So the Christmas episode aired, I don't remember if it was Christmas Eve in the normal block, and then the week later there was an... They weren't traditional Christmas episodes, but
right.
the storyline took place on Christmas.
Well, at one point, there was a joke that if you wanted to bury an episode, air it on Christmas Eve because, you know, as you just said, most sets would be off. No one's going to watch it. So it's unusual that you premiere a weekly series on Christmas Eve night.
And especially at the time, he was a popular recording artist.
He was.
Yes.
Yes, he was a very popular recording artist. Yeah, usually... You know, Christmas Eve would be reserved. Now would be It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Well, also...
Or Miracle on 34th Street.
Considering the year 1948, television was still a novelty. So would this be something that a family might do together to help celebrate the season?
Well, you probably have this as well. I mean, this 1948 show had aired in prime time, but later moved to late night in January. So that may have been part of it.
I want to make sure I'm reading this correctly. At first, the show was simply a TV broadcast of Como's musical variety program and lasted just 15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, which is typical for programs back
of that time. And the show grew to half an hour and then a full hour in 1955. And it ran until 1963.
Whoa. Okay.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good run.
Yeah, that's a very good run.
That is pretty impressive.
That by today's standards, it would be an unbelievable run.
Oh,
match
yeah.
Surpassed only by The Simpsons, which will never go off the air.
No. Yeah.
Ed Robertson, on behalf of Tony Figueroa and Donna Allenfield, Grace, Greg Airbar, and Susan Silver, wishing you all the best for the holidays and beyond. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential.
Buying or selling a home can be one of the most stressful things we'll ever do in life, but it doesn't have to be. And no one knows better than our friends at Front Porch Realty. They're a community of realtors serving the Northern Bay Area of California that cares about their clients as individuals first and foremost. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to lease or sell your property in the Bay Area, Front Porch Realty will help you through this important transition by providing you with the right information for your situation while lessening the pain. They also work with a network of realtors throughout California who provide the same high caliber of customer service. Call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 for a realtor referral near you. You can also visit their website, frontporchrealtygroup.com, for more information on the services they provide, including upcoming workshops and seminars. For more information, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com. Front Porch Realty. They'll find the solution that works best for you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-239-0201. 800-239-0201. That's 800-239-0201.
One more item. If you're starting a company, particularly one that is in an emerging market, you know that averting any sort of legal dispute is crucial to your business plan. Our friends at Tectonic Law offer an array of services that can help you avoid and preempt future litigation while also developing and protecting your intellectual property and intangible assets. Tectonic Law serves the needs of a host of emerging industries throughout California and beyond, including industrial designers, beverage makers, artists, farmers, retail stores, health practitioners, wellness experts, cosmetics manufacturers, nonprofit organizations, innovators in sustainable practices, and
life. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.